All right. I will be before you for just a little bit today. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you provide, you take care of us. You have our backs, Lord God. When we follow you, we know that we will go through things, but you are right there with us through it all. And we thank you. Father, I ask that you be with me during this time as I bring forth the word. I ask that you help everyone to receive it, Lord God, to understand it and to put it to practice in their lives. We thank you and we praise you in your name, Jesus. Amen. I will be in Psalms chapter 27, the full chapter, verses 1 through 14. And it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. And at his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says to you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in the straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord and be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord." I have titled my sermon, "God Has Our Back." Psalm 27 is a psalm of King David, written during the period of a significant distress and turmoil. While historically, the events have been debated by believed by most scholars that it's been composed during either his flight from the jealous King Saul or the rebellion of his son Absalom. The psalm reflects his feelings of fear, abandonment, but is ultimately a testament of his unwavering trust and confidence in God's protection. My first point. King David makes a bold statement right away. While he's in the middle of fleeing from either King Saul or his son, he makes a bold statement. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Now he has people after him trying to kill him, and he's fleeing, but he says, "The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" King David has confidence. Mama. You gotta see daddy. Even in the midst of his trouble, the Lord is his light and his salvation. Because he believes that the Lord would keep him safe from his enemies, he will provide him a safe place from his enemies. So even through all that David is going through, he knows that God has him. He knows that God is going to take care of him. Do we have that same confidence? Do we have that same, I know that while I'm going through things, while someone is talking badly about me, or someone is accusing me of something, or life is just hard and just difficult, do we have that same confidence that David had, that the Lord is our light, that the Lord is our salvation? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is our stronghold. He is holding us. He is confident. He is making sure that we are going to be okay. Does that mean that we're not going to go through things? Does that mean that we're not going to have tribulations and trials and stuff that's just hard? No, that's not what that means. But it means that God is going to be with us. He's going to walk with us. He's going to hold us. He is going to make sure that we have him with us. So it makes it a little bit easier. It makes it a little bit easier to go through those trials and to go through those tribulations because we know that God is with us. Now, we all are going to have enemies, foes, and wicked people that do things that are against us. My point too is enemies, foes, and the wicked will stumble or fall. Now, as King David was being attacked, he was even being slandered by his enemies. He knew that God had his back. He was going through things. His own son was trying to kill him to take his throne. The king that he served so faithfully got jealous and wanted to kill him, get rid of him. And he had done nothing to these guys but be faithful. But he trusted God, and he knew that because of God, that his enemies will eventually, they will stumble, they will fall. They will not have the last say. He points out that his enemies will be defeated by God. Defeated by God, not defeated by him, not defeated by his power or his strength, but defeated by God. God is the ultimate source of his strength. David declares, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life." This confidence allows him to stand firm even when war may rise against him. His enemies will be defeated. David knows it because it's nothing that he has done except for his belief. It is his belief that he knows that God is going to do this. As we are being attacked and people may be coming at us, or life is just difficult, do we have that same belief? Do we put our trust in God? Do we think God will have me? God will take care of me. Right now, our world is in turmoil. Right now, there is a lot going on in the world. And a lot of people don't know where to turn or where to go, but where they should turn to is to God. They should make God their light. They should make God their salvation. Because when they do, then they will know that in the end, He has the last say. He is going to take care of all of the things that need to be taken care of. He has the strength. It's not our strength, but it's through His strength. David knows that he has nothing to do with what is that the good stuff that happens to him. He knows that when his enemies are defeated, it's not because he was a great king, it's not because he deserved it, but it was because he believed in his God. He believed in the Lord Jesus. He believed in the Lord. He knew that though his enemies were going after him and going against him, he knew he had confidence. I'd like to say that we would have that confidence, but do we? Point three. Have confidence in the Lord, who is the one who has the authority to defeat our enemies. David expressed unwavering confidence that even if surrounded by his enemies, his heart would not fear. Even if war breaks out, he would be confident. He talked over and over in the Psalms about how he would not be fearful. He would not be afraid because he knew that the Lord would be with him. He knew that the Lord would defeat his enemies. David expressed unwavering confidence that even if surrounded by his enemies, that he would be taken care of. His confidence is based on the troubles that he has had in his life already. David knew that God was going to set him up on a rock. David watched God do so many other things for him. David watched God help him kill Goliath. In his youth, he was a courageous shepherd who defended his flock from lions and bears, but he knew that it was with God's help. He knew that he did not do it by himself. He knew that all the things that he did was because the Lord was with him. He was able to do those things because the Lord was with him. And because he's seen all of those things happening, he was able to be confident that during this time in his life, as a king, as King Saul was coming after him, or was it his son that was coming after him? That no matter what, he knew that someone, that he knew that God was going to be there with him, just like he was with him when he killed Goliath, when he slain Goliath with one rock, one stone, when he defeated the lions and the bears and kept his flock safe. He knew that God was with him then. So he knew that God was going to be with him during this time. As we live in our lives and as things are happening to us and we are praying, do we keep memory of the things that God has already gotten us through to help us when those other times come? To give us that confidence, because that confidence comes from remembering what he's already done. And then remembering what he's done in the Bible. Those stories that are in the Bible are to help us be confident in the Lord that we serve. God is there for us, and he wants us to believe and trust in him. But the first thing that we have to do is we have to make sure that he is our light and our salvation. Because if he is not our light and our salvation, he cannot help us. Because we have not put our belief in him. So, in order for us to have that confidence, the first step is that we got to make sure that we have him as our light and our salvation. Otherwise, we don't have that confidence to believe it. We're not going to know that he's done all these things for us because our confidence is on another person or ourselves or the money that we have, the job that we have. The spouse that we have, we can put our confidence in so many other things. We don't make sure that God is our light and our salvation. My big idea, have confidence that the Lord will take care of your needs. The Lord is our light and our salvation and our stronghold. He will be there for us if you made him your light and your salvation. Trust him and trust his light. Trust his salvation. Be confident that he will take care of you and all of your needs. So, my question is, is the Lord your salvation? Do you trust him?